several hundred climate scientists and public health professionals today descended on the Carter Center in Atlanta. It was for a climate and health conference organized by former Vice President Al Gore. It comes after a similar conference at the CDC was postponed in late December. Throughout the day, several panels and keynote speakers address the effects climate change can have on people's health. GPB's Stephen Fowler was at the conference, and he joins me in the studio now to talk about it. Thanks for joining me, Stephen.
Thanks for having me.
So Vice President Gore brought together all of these scientists and public health workers. It's not the same as the CDC conference, but it does cover some of the same topics. What was the point of this gathering?
So Al Gore runs the Climate Reality Project, which is a group that aims to curb carbon emissions and other harmful pollutants to help the environment. He was supposed to be a keynote speaker at the original conference, and when it was postponed, he called up Jimmy Carter and Atlanta's own Turner Foundation to try and put up an alternative. Gore said that while his work is focused on climate, the conference was firmly grounded in the study of public health.
With all of the work that has been done on the climate crisis and the solutions to the climate crisis, many would argue that too little attention has been paid by many to the health consequences of the climate crisis. And we hope to help remedy that today.
So beyond the conference, Stephen, being held at the Carter Center, are there any other Atlanta connections?
Yeah. Stephanie Stuckey is the City of Atlanta's new Chief Resiliency Officer. It's a new role aimed at prepping the city for everything from tornadoes to the logistics behind recycling. She spoke to the conference about Atlanta's role in taking a public health approach to climate problems. One example of Atlanta taking action is an announcement that came just yesterday. The city is going to invest millions of dollars in the Proctor Creek watershed that covers the west side of Atlanta from Bankhead to Vine City and English Avenue.
We'll be partnering with the Corps of Engineers and other federal agencies to do an ecological habitat restoration study of the Proctor Creek watershed. We're seeing with increased incidence of flooding and drought that the impact on our watersheds are acute. Proctor Creek is the only watershed that's located entirely within the city limits, so it's uniquely Atlanta's watershed.
Atlanta's also part of an initiative called the 100 Resilient Cities, which is a Rockefeller Foundation initiative that helps cities around the world tackle issues beyond natural disasters. Think things like urban sprawl, high unemployment numbers, or climate change.
So, Stephen, were there any other major takeaways from this conference today?
You know, speakers throughout the day and from around the world kept hammering home this idea that solutions to these issues surrounding climate and health are available. A roadblock, they say, is a lack of resources available to study these things and implement these things. Talk is cheap, but changing the nation's action and mindset is not. President Carter and Vice President Gore say they both remain committed to continuing these conversations with or without the federal government until the cows come home. The American Public Health Association has declared 2017 the Year of Climate and Health, and they're having their own conference in the fall. I don't think we'll see the end of climate and health conversations anytime soon.
GPB's Stephen Fowler, thank you for joining me today, Stephen.
Thank you.